All these are I've been telling you, the way, your traditional way that is been taught is to use the thought to learn the Dhamma as knowledge. So if you do that, then you become gullible. That's why I put here the second turning, wisdom, which is Cintamayapanya, is very important. Constant inquiry, constant reflection and contemplation on the Buddha Dhamma. Or the Four Noble Truths as taught or proclaimed by him. And not just believing, oh, Four Noble Truths, yeah, I agree, the Buddha said Four Noble Truths. Then what happened? You just memorize the answer. Suffering, lah, cause of suffering, lah, end of suffering, lah, and the path that leads to suffering. Like that, you will never, never learn the true Dhamma. That this is all knowledge. So here I make it very clear. Yeah, believing what the Buddha say and then committing them to memory. This so-called Dhamma, store up as knowledge. Oh, sorry, I read again. What the Buddha said and then commit them to memory and storing them up, storing this so-called Dhamma up as knowledge. For the true Dhamma and wisdom is an understanding and it is alive, a living Dhamma applicable to life. That can be experienced and understood from moment to moment, whereas knowledge, memory are of the past, rigid and fixed, make you very rigid in your views. So understand this, see this, then develop the correct cultivation through investigation, through inquiry, through contemplation. Assume you don't know anything, find out, check. Based on your form and mind, check, awareness, check. That's how you learn. Don't just like the gullible one. The word come out, oh, microphone. You never look at it, you never understood what this thing is. Because people tell you, microphone. So you say, ah, microphone, ah, what is there to see? I know. But do you really know why? This is microphone. Did you perceive it fully? Do you truly understand what this thing, which has no name, no concept, become microphone? In English, of course. So all this is what awareness is. Awareness look at things differently. The thought look at things differently. The thought is limited. That's why it is happy with that word and the concept. It never see. Do you understand now? The one that see is the awareness without word, the truly direct see, seeing things as they are. So don't fall into that trap anymore. Okay?